Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Around the world is the star in the southwest, so I find that exciting because I did a video on that years ago on the second sun, and I'm working on another one right now to correlate the both the star and the sun. people understand what's going on. It's not Venus, it's not Jupiter, it's not Mars. And so there's other people out putting out videos on what is this star in the southwest, and it seems like no matter where you live, everybody's seeing this bright, brilliant, beautiful star in the southwest. And so imagine, if you will, that in the east in the morning, there is a second sun, and this is a planet behind the sun, and it's usually off maybe 40 degrees or whatever. It's directly behind it, usually off to the side of it. And this planet, this second sun, travels with the sun during the day, but it's not noticeable then. It's usually most noticeable at sunrises and sunsets, and that's when you see most pictures being plastered all over the place about two suns rising or two suns setting. During the day, it's pretty high up, and so it's not as noticeable. Because of the sunrise and sunset, you see the different colors setting in, and when the different spectrum of colors starts to appear, that's when you typically see it. But when it's traveling and following the sun as it traverses the sky during the day, the sun sets in the west at night, the second sun will just sit there. And at nighttime, I've been watching the star. I first noticed it in 2008, so it's been a good 8 years now. And at night, it'll appear as a bright, brilliant white star. And it hasn't gone anywhere. It disappeared for a little bit last year, only because it went to the southern hemisphere. Went down to Australia, say hello to everybody down there. But it's typically can be seen anywhere around the world. I know Alaska and other countries have gotten great pictures of it in their states. And so at night it'll appear as a brilliant white star. Sometimes it's very bronze. And I was looking at it the other day, and it was like a huge diamond shape in the sky. It was just brilliant. It was beautiful. It's gorgeous. This is what I call the second sun, the twin sun. And if you're part of my gang, we all just kind of joke around, and we call it EP, Enoch's planet. And if you've been listening to my show for a while, you've probably heard that terminology, and you're thinking, what is Enoch's planet? And I know the Father and those in heaven all laughed and giggled that we call it Enoch's planet. Because if you tell people what it really is, they wouldn't believe you. Most people don't believe me anyway. I'm blacklisted. I've been blacklisted since 2006. I'm not even allowed to have interviews on TV or radios, anything government-controlled. They're not allowed to touch me with a 100-foot pole because they know I'm a prophet of the Most High, and they know I speak the truth, and they want to suppress me as much as possible. And so that's what they do. They put you on the blacklist. And so I have my own radio show since 2005 and started the Oregon War against them, and I've been working in the background pretty much because, you know, I'm suppressed from being in the foreground. And so, anyway, we've called this star, this twin sun, Enoch's planet, because in the Book of Enoch, which has been suppressed out of the English KJV version, now if you go to the Ethiopian original version of the KJV, it's in there, the Book of Enoch. If you look at the Catholic version of the KJV, called the Apocrypha, Enoch is in there. But if you look at the American KJV version, Enoch is not in there. Why isn't Enoch in there? Enoch was noted by one of the greatest men who walked with God. So why isn't Enoch in there? They refer to him in the KJV, but his book has been suppressed. Enoch revealed a lot of truths that the Masons who controlled the KJV and religion in America didn't want American Christians to have. And so it's like they do to most people that speak truth. They put you on the blacklist. They try to suppress you. That's exactly what they did to Enoch by leaving him out of the American version of the KJV. Enoch spent 365 days of his life on earth in actual heaven. with the Most High. He was taken up to heaven and shown things and revealed things. And yet, the churches today don't even know who he is. So we call it Enoch's planet because in the book of Enoch, he describes a planet. Now, mind you, he's in the Middle East. The Garden of Eden was in the Middle East. It was not in Iraq. It was in what we call today Yemen. It was that whole area there of Jordan and Yemen and the Gulf of Aden, which is actually the Gulf of Eden. That is the area of the Garden of Eden. And so he's penning these words that the Father was building a planet, a place in heaven for the elect and the righteous between the north and the west. And he's describing this place, this abode, this residence, this habitation, for the elect and righteous to go when they would die and leave the earth. And it was a planet from the Middle East, and he's looking at the north and the west. This was the place for the elect and the righteous. Now, what do we know is a place for the elect and the righteous to go when they die? They go to heaven. In Hebrews, it says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, if you're a believer of his. And so when you leave this earth, you go to heaven. And what does Enoch say? That this place for the elect and the righteous being built between the north and the west is a planet. And this planet typically resides behind the sun. Anyone, when you think of heaven, the light of the Father illuminates it. Illuminates it. That's the light of the sun. Illuminates heaven. In another dimension, the sun is something else. In this dimension, it looks like a hot lake of fire because that's what it is in this dimension. So this planet, EP, has been making, it's astounding. I don't know, I've been watching it since 2008 when I first noticed it above my house. And there used to be two brilliant stars in the sky every night. That's what caught my attention. And of course, if you listen to the astronomers, especially in Carrollton High School, they'll tell you it's Venus. Yeah. Or they'll start naming planets. It's all got to be a planet, Because they're ignorant. They don't know. So, I'm watching these planets, and I'm thinking, I know that, the one. I didn't know what the other one was, but I knew the one was that Shima star the New Agers were talking about. Because what they wanted to do, they were trying to mimic the star Bethlehem, have their big Bethlehem star in the sky to announce their arrival when they arrived to Earth. And so I found out the name of the star that they were describing, and it was Shima. I'm looking out at night, and I'm thinking, one of those has to be Shima. I didn't know which one it was, but I'm thinking, one of these has to be Shima. I don't know what the other one is. I had no idea at the time that that was the heavenly planet, that that was Enoch, what we would call Enoch's planet. So I'm just thinking, there is no way I can get on a radio and say that's heaven, that's the heavenly planet Enoch spoke of. A place for the elect and the righteous. And so I just started calling it EP, Enoch's planet, because it's described in the book of Enoch. A little bit probably easier for people to handle than we're going to a planet. Most people don't understand that heaven is a planet. They think it's the top floor of the universe. that our solar system and everything is just all below heaven or something. It's, we do this to ourselves. We imagine things in our own minds the way we believe that they are, you know. But yes, heaven is a planet. And there are several heavenly planets. But the one Enoch describes is for the elect and the righteous. Because Yahushua's bride will be part of this heavenly planet Enoch saw being built. So this is the star. Oh, back to my story. So I started pointing a pipe, an orgone pipe, at the Shema star. I was pointing it at both of them. One of them thrived. One of them didn't bother at all. And the other one started turning yellow. Something in that Shema. That Shema, because, you know, evil hates positive energy. Especially my orgone. And so what eventually happened was, the brilliant white Shema star ended up, as today, it is a yellow ball on the eastern border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. It can't even move. They can't even move it. It's just stuck there. It's been stuck there since 2008. People always look out the sky at night and they see this yellow-orange star in the east. Like, what is that? I'm like, oh, that's Shema. It's there all the time. Can't move. And that, folks, is the star, the lamp, that will crash into the Atlantic that Revelation chapter 8 describes. Shema will crash. Shema, this yellow-orange ball in the east, is Lilith's home planet, rock, star, whatever you want to call it. It's not a gas ball, folks. None of these stars are gas balls. They're all planets. They're little planets, but they're planets. They might just be huge rocks that we think of because they don't have, like, trees and grass and that kind of thing. They're just these huge, barren balls of rocks in space, like big asteroids. That's what they are. And they're hollowed out. And in the center of these stars, these big balls of rocks in space, is where they habitate. Or cohabitate, I don't know. But in Shema was the one that was, the whole V series was about, you know, because they show this big mall and this big metropolis, and that's Shema. That's what's inside Shema, big metropolis type thing. And there's also a big golden temple to Lucifer there. And that's where Lilith has lived since she was banned off the earth when she left Adam. She was banned off the earth, but she comes back. That's where she's had all of her offspring. She throws them out into space. And, you know, Shema is where the Ashtar Command, the Galactic Federation, New Ages will understand all that lingo. It's theirs anyway. That's what they call them all and stuff. And that's where they're based at. So Shema has huge significance to Lilith and Lucifer's control on the earth. Because it's where they reside. It's where Maitreya is and Sananda. And, you know, all of them, they have their temple there, their horror centers, their, you know, everything is there. Shema, it's huge. It's not like a starship, folks. It's like a miniature planet. Like a moon. Like a barren moon on the outside, but on the inside, it's all hollowed out. That's what all these stars are like. I've told you, it's constellations. They're alien formations. They're habitations for these aliens, fallen angels. It's where they live. People think, oh, they're millions and millions of light years away from the Earth. They can get to Earth from Shema in 10 minutes. You just ride the portals. That's all you do. You follow the portals all the way to Earth. There's portals, there's gateways. entranceways. You can get from Shima to Earth in 10 minutes. You could get just about to Earth from any one of our constellations in probably 10 to 20 minutes. So it's not this humongous, belaboring space travel thing they want you to believe. It's all hogwash, folks. They've always lied to you. So this southwest star in the night, the father's been brilliantly seen. More and more people are catching on to that father's star. That's a heavenly planet. They call it Nibiru. They call everything Nibiru in the sky that they don't understand. Oh, look, there's Nibiru. So you'll see videos on Nibiru, and it's the second sun. It's EP, Enoch's planet. Nibiru is a red sun. Nibiru is a lava red sun with a red dust tail. They call it the dragon because of its tail. It even has wings. Looks like it has wings. That's Nibiru's red. It's not Nibiru. If Nibiru was that close to Earth, you wouldn't even be alive. Our whole Earth would have done flipped 100 times. Because Nibiru is a beast. Nibiru is huge. Bigger than Jupiter. Probably 10 times the size of Jupiter. So imagine if Jupiter was that close to the Earth. And Nibiru, it's not his time. I know everybody who's always so eager to make their little false videos and their predictions. You know, they're all based on Nibiru coming in. It's you know, it's just not time. It's coming, yeah. But back up a little bit. Down the road a little bit. You know, did you hear me pulling my hair out, screaming martial law in World War III last month? No. Because I knew it wasn't coming. And yet you have the churches doing cartwheels to see if you can get the fastest video out on martial law coming by elections. Elections are going to be stopped. There are no elections. That's what we just had. Elections. Did you hear me getting involved with that? No. So don't tell me any of those people are hearing from the Most High, because they're not. No, I have talked about over the years on this show, and if you've been following my show, you understand completely what's going on in the timelines we're on. It's that simple, because everything I've ever said happens. Now, what I have talked about is that the cabal, the red list, who I said were the very ones on the red list they think they're creating for everybody else, at the very top of that red list was the cabal themselves, Lucifer's kids. Because when they come into power, the first thing they were going to do is get rid of all the ones who got them there. And who got them there? The New World Order cabal, because they're their kids, their bloodline. The bloodline kids, serving Lucifer, loving him with every bit and ounce and strand of their body, souls, and minds. They love Lucifer. They fight each other and outpay each other for government positions just to be in service to Lucifer. You've been hearing about government pay for play that the Clinton Foundation, that's what's been going on for ages. If you want a position in the government, you pay for it. It goes to the highest bidder, not the most qualified. That's the way it's always been. So these are the kids who brought in the New World Order, George Bush, 1991. First announcing there's the New World Order, 1990, what his speech was. And they've been working behind the scenes through their shadow government and the real government to bring about this New World Order for Lucifer, one world government. And they've been the good little Satanists, and they've killed thousands of innocent people, sacrificing them to Lucifer. They've destroyed America, the freedoms of America, the foundations of America, and pretty much tried to do that to the rest of the world as well, calling it democracy. But they have been working hard to prepare the way to be the John the Baptist, to prepare the way for Lucifer to arrive to Earth. And so what have I always said? When Lucifer did arrive to Earth, the first ones to go would be all those people that got him there. That's his thank you. That's how a narcissist works. You haven't seen sociopath and narcissist. And so you can even grasp 10% of how evil and stupid and moronic Lucifer is. But that's his paybacks to his people. So what are we seeing now, folks? What are you seeing now? You're seeing the downfall of the cabal. The New World Order cabal. This is all by design. This isn't just accidentally happening. This is all by design. All of the people who prepared the New World Order, who got it to this point where Lucifer and them can arrive, are the ones being rounded up now. Exactly what I've said. They would be the first ones rounded up and taken out. Oh, they're still coming after the big mouths. They don't like us either. But the bigger threat to them right now is their own. Their own. Because Lucifer hates humans. First and foremost, above hating Christians and hating light, he just hates humans. So therefore, on default, every one of those who are worshiping Lucifer, have spent their lives worshiping Lucifer, he hates you. He doesn't love you. He doesn't honor you for your service. He saves that for the pep talks. When he arrives at places like the basement of Trump Tower and arrives at a ritual and gives them all a big pep talk, he loves them then. Because they're the busy worker bees preparing everything for their arrival. When he does come to power, he doesn't want humans around him. He hates humans. You remind him of his father, because you were created by his father, which is God. Thus, he hates you. Do you get it now? We're created beings by the Most High. Even Lucifer was a created angel. He especially hated humans when he created humans on Earth. And he worked from day one with the very first created woman and the second created woman to corrupt everything the Father meant for to be for Earth. He corrupted Lilith. He charmed her away. He corrupted Eve. He has his own seed lines on Earth. You know, when Yahushua was on the Earth, and he would yell at the scribes and Pharisees, and he would say, "You are of the offspring of the devil." It wasn't metaphorical. It was literal and factual. They were from his seed line. They were not even true Jews. Yet they were the scribes amongst the people and the Pharisees, the fake Jews, the Khazarian Jews we're even dealing with today. Fake seed line Jews. Seed line to Lucifer. He has his own bloodlines on Earth, just as the Father, Yahushua, had his own bloodline on Earth through Seth and through Adam. It's a bloodline thing. It's a bloodline war. Lucifer's children are on Earth. Yahushua's children are on Earth. So he's getting ready to arrive. I've been talking about the events, the two events that I've been watching to come for. I'm not waiting for no Russian war and Russia law and blah, blah, blah. That does not fit the timelines right now. That is not in the plans right now. The events are in the plans. Now the event is these ascended masters, all these little freaks from Shima, little yellow ball stuck on the east border of Ohio, Pennsylvania, they will arrive to Earth as gods. And this is what all the New Agers are waiting for, and they call it the event. There's also another event coming which I have been talking about for years, and one I'm more interested in. And that is why people are seeing EP in the Southwest and so brilliant and so diamond and so gorgeous. Because he's letting us know our redemption is here. Because when the elect and righteous are redeemed off the earth, they will go to EP, Enoch's planet, heaven, the place prepared for the elect and righteous. And he's letting us know he's here. Now he's been here throughout the years. But now he's allowing his presence to be made known. Because he wants people to know that about our redemption draft night. It's actually literal. Because it's drawing closer. This heavenly planet that will redeem us is coming closer. Exciting times for living in. Now, he could tarry. He could sit up there for a while. Or he starts redeeming his elect off the earth, his elected righteous. All of them at the same time? No. All of them at that particular first time? No. There's different departures for different groups. That's why so many people have so many different ideas of when the rapture occurs. You know, they have dreams, so it's, you know, what I seem to think is that they're being shown when they're leaving. Doesn't mean everybody, but maybe their destiny is to be here to a certain point and then they leave. Because I know for a fact that my faction, the Oregon Warriors, a group I started, I started back in 2004, really started rolling in 2005. And we've become known as the Faction. I call ourselves Faction 4. We were a faction of the faction of 144,000 elect. Because the Lord took us aside and made us our own branch, our own group out of the elect. And that's what he'll do, because he separates people in groups. And he gave us our own branch on the tree, our own group out of the 144,000. And this branch, this group of Oregon Warriors that are part of the elect, will be one of the first ones taken off of the earth, redeemed off of the earth. That's why you can't peg when we're leaving, and that's what drives Lucifer ballistically insane, because he wants us gone. He wants the Oregon Warriors gone. There is a removal of the elect before the sixth seal. There is a sealing of the bride on the earth after the sixth seal. 144,000 will be sealed on the earth, which means they're not taken when the first part of believers are taken. They're left here. And then, the Church of Philadelphia, described in Revelation chapter 3, they're removed before the mark of the beast is enforced. So that's another group of believers that are still hanging around after the first removal off the earth of the Lord's believers. So people are going to be shocked and stunned. Why wasn't I taken? Why didn't I get to go? It's not their time. And yet even more of them won't be taken at all. They're going to be allowed to be persecuted and have to go through the FEMA camps and the destruction that's coming on earth, because their faith is not found perfect before the Lord. They anger him. And so he's going to allow them to sit here and go through the trials and the tribulations to prove their faith to him. So EP has made its presence. Most people waking up to the Southwest Star here. A lot of nights it's hidden. They do their best to blacken out the skies so people can't see it. But I'll tell you what, when people do see it, it's gorgeous. So then we also have what's going on. I've always told you that Satan's Own would be on the red list and rounded up. And that's what's basically going on now with all these arrests. And you see the whole downfall of the liberal left because they're all his kids, you know. Hillary's and the Rothschild and the Rockefellers and Soros, they will all go down. Down and out. Hey, see ya. They will all go down. And then you'll start to see the restoration of America. It's just, you know, people are putting a lot of false faith and hope in Trump and Pence. What's funny is when you put their names together, Trump, Pence, Trump, Pence. Unless you're hearing a shofar horn calling you home, trumpets are not a good sign. Because in the Bible, trumpets in the book of Revelation are judgments. Judgments. They're going to use him to stand him up and prop him up as they take down the swamp. Draining the swamp. Getting rid of all the red list kids. The New World Order regime that brought Satan in to begin with. They're going to get rid of him now. That's their thank you. That's why Trump's not even going to D.C. He's not even going to have it at the White House. Probably so haunted. Can you imagine how haunted that place must be? All the souls of the people they've killed in the basement of that place. Children they raped and killed. And they never learn. None of these Satanists ever learned. When you kill people, when you sacrifice them, their ghosts are going to stay behind and haunt the place. You know? That's what happens typically a lot to people who are sacrificed. Their souls just stay behind and haunt it. So they go to new places or build new places and then continue their sacrifices, and the same thing happens again. And all the souls start haunting the place. They're so stupid. But they don't learn. I mean, you would think they do, but they don't. They absolutely do not. They keep doing the same stuff over and over and over again. All right. So the red list is activated, I guess you could say. It's they're doing away with all the top leaders, and they'll drain the swamp. They'll call it draining the swamp. They have to be freaking out. The 13 Illuminati bloodline families. You know, you hear about them taking off down to the Antarctica with John Kerry. They have to be freaking out. Because they're on the run. Their buddy Lucifer isn't here to step in and save them. and they're on the list for termination, basically. And when you're on that list of termination, there ain't no getting away from it. There's no place on this rock on earth you can hide from those who have been here for thousands of years already, the immortals. They know every place you're going, every place you can hide. It's not if they get you, it's when. Because they don't have hope in the Father protecting them. They have no hope in the Father. They don't. He's not one of theirs. They have to be terrified because they know now they're going to hell. They're going to hell. Most of them were killed anyway. I mean, I told you this was the year that soul scalping would reach the pinnacle, that it would be a massive soul scalping year. And all the humans would be soul scalped. But just because they're soul scalped doesn't mean they're dead. They're not dead until their body's dead. They just go off, either trapped in their bodies and just watch what's going on, like the secondhand backseat drivers of their own body, or they go into the fifth dimension somewhere. That's typically where the kids go. That's why I go and rescue the kids and take them to the Father, get them to the Father. But adults are a different story. It doesn't have me rescuing very many adults, I'll tell you that. So they're, gotta be freaking. I laugh. I think it's funny. I think it's about time. They're such evil freaks. Spent their entire lives destroying innocent people, children. Oh, they had so much fun and good times and joy and glee. Killing and torturing and making the innocent suffer. I hope they have long, slow, torturous deaths. And you know, for the most part, a lot of them do. A lot of them do because people think they're going to die. And when they go to hell, there's a big party waiting them. It's like in my book, Interview with the Devil, Lucifer was telling me about when Anton LaVey died. And so Lucifer has access to hell. He does not own and run hell. People think he does. He doesn't. But he has access to it, limited access. He can't take anybody out. That was all shut down after he went and got Eve. But the Father runs hell. Lucifer doesn't. But Lucifer has a little throne down there. He likes to have some fun. And the Father lets him. So Lucifer goes down there, and he meets Anton LaVey. When Anton LaVey was sacrificed by the devil cult in L.A., he didn't die of a heart attack. He was sacrificed. I think it was Halloween night. He was sacrificed. He was killed. Sacrificed to Satan. It was his time to go. So Anton LaVey shows up in hell. Thinks he's going to be a star. I mean, he's Anton LaVey. He did all this stuff for Satan on Earth. Satan's going to love him, right? And so Lucifer sees him, and he's like, he said his own words, Anton LaVey was looking at him like he wanted a big old hug, like he expected a big hug. And Lucifer, you know, he's such a sociopath. And true to form, he just laughed. You know, he just laughed at Anton LaVey. And there's nothing he can do for him. Once you die, Lucifer has no control of anything. And anything, he doesn't. He admits it. When they're on theirs, they're his. Once they die, he has no say in what happens to them. No say. He can't rescue them. He has no say in what happens. They go to immediate judgment in hell. He can visit with them in hell and laugh at them like he does. But he can't keep them from hell. There's no nice part of hell to take them to. Like, oh, this was my greatest servant on earth. I'm going to take him over to this part of hell. It's not too bad here. He can sit here. No, he has no say. Judgment is of the Father. That's the one you fear, is the Father. Because those minions that operate hell, they're put there by the Father. He controls them. No, they're not angels. They're gross, demonic-looking things. Creatures that he makes work for him. They do what he tells them to do. Father, the Most High God, who controls heaven and hell. So all these little 13 Illuminati families and their little offspring have to be completely terrified. Let me tell you what they did to Dick Cheney. This was told to me by several people, actually. He was killed back in the 90s or whatever, you know. He's been replaced over the years. Maybe it was in the early 2000s. I don't know exactly when. Cheney's never been a good guy. Dick Cheney is one of the worst of the worst. He was George Bush's little buddy. And they used to meet out at his ranch in Wyoming and have these human hunting parties. And they would also have these MK Ultra parties where they would bring in a group of MK Ultra girls or whoever was under the, you know, in their programs. And they would set them three naked through the forest. And if they found their way back without getting captured, they would be allowed to leave unharmed. Meanwhile, you've got all these people who pay to be involved, I guess, I don't know, going after them, hunting them down like they're animals. And, of course, when they get caught, they get beat up and raped. That's how it goes. The whole plot is to just get back without getting caught. And so they used to have these kind of parties all the time out at his ranch in Wyoming. Him and George Bush Sr. But I don't know why they decided to kill him, but they did. They killed Sr. too a long time ago. And when they killed Dick Cheney, and I don't remember the exact year they did. I can get a year here. I keep thinking mid-2000s. I don't know. Could be right, could be wrong. What they did was they plucked his eyes out. They plucked his eyeballs out. They were torturing him before he died, and they plucked his eyeballs out. Now, if you're a believer of the Most High, that makes no difference, because when you die, you go to heaven. You're restored. You're 1,000 times better than you ever were on Earth. You have a redeemed, restored body. If you're elect, you go back to the angel you were before you came to Earth. If you're just human leaving Earth, you have you're in spirit form. 100,000 times better than your body ever was. But if you die and go to hell, whatever infirmities you have here on Earth, you have in hell. So if you die on Earth blind, you go to Earth blind. You go to hell blind. So can you imagine? The sounds of hell are pitiful enough. The screaming, the wailing, the millions of people. You know, you've heard it, probably heard it in haunted houses. This is nasty. Can you imagine being blind and all that? Where they cut your legs off. When you go to hell, you have no legs and no eyesight. Can you just imagine how nasty? I'm glad that's all most of us will have to do is imagine it, because we'll never have to experience it. We're children of the king. They're children of the loser. And they know when they die, as much as they're told that hell doesn't exist, they know darn well it does. And so they're panicking, because what Sherry Shriner said all along is happening. They're now being rounded up and terminated. I always told them they'd be the first one rounded up and taken out. Take that to the bank now, because it's happening. Another thing I want to talk about. Gulf of Mexico. People like it when I drop truth bombs during the show. And so What really happened in the Gulf of Mexico, and I think I've talked about it on the show before, but I'll bring it up anyway. The Gulf of Mexico was all about Bush Sr. and the Queen drilling for gold, not oil. They were drilling for gold in the Gulf of Mexico. And what happened was they drilled too far down, and they created a crack in the Earth's crust, and all these creatures started coming out from hell or whatever. Creatures started to flood, come out. And so they didn't know what to do or how to get rid of these creatures. This is like something out of a sci-fi movie. So what they did was they created the whole Gulf of Mexico facade to cover up. Because maybe they found out that gold, or there's some kind of, remember that core exit stuff they sprayed all over the Gulf, put in the water? Maybe they found out that stuff would kill the creatures that had come up from underneath the earth. So they blew up the platform. That wasn't an accident. That was all part of the plan. They blew up the platform, said it was an oil spill or whatever in the Gulf of Mexico. And they went that whole route, a BP oil spill. And then they started pumping all that oil in the Gulf, and then the core exit. And it was killing the fish and the birds in the Gulf. They were trying to kill those creatures that had come up through the crack of the surface of the earth down there. I don't know what kind of creatures they were, but it was enough to freak them out because they about near destroyed the whole darn Gulf trying to destroy those creatures. Because they were digging, drilling for gold. They didn't want anyone to know they were drilling for gold. And then they didn't want anybody to know what havoc they caused by drilling too far into the earth and those creatures being released. Another one is the central sun. You know, you talk about the hollow earth and how there's these cities in the middle of the earth. And the big one, of course, being Shambhala, which I believe that's the same one they call Swaziland. The Germans were calling Swaziland. And in India, it's called Shambhala. And it's this huge city under the earth. Another habitat for the ascended masters. When they're not in Shima, they can go to Shambhala. Huge city under the earth. And there's also allegedly a huge ocean under the earth. Yeah, we know about Lake Fire. And we know about Sheol. But they talk about a central sun, that there is a sun in the middle of the earth, a literal sun. Because when you're in this Shambhala, you can see a sun. And now, this is where we go into the dimensional thing, folks. Because what we believe about the center of the earth is that it's a place of the Hades, Sheol, place of the dead, lake of fire. What is a sun? A lake of fire. Think of it that way instead of thinking of it as another Atlantic Ocean. I mean, that's what it looks like, theoretically. Another ocean. But it's also a sun. It's a lake of fire as well. And so this central sun that they see in the earth, it's almost like a deja vu thing, walking in dimensions. I don't know if you've ever, if you're ever walking down a driveway and you look and you see something that appears from a different dimension appear out of nowhere. I do that a lot. I'll see military soldiers or whatever, different dimensions. Like, they're like ghosts. Or like people, kids playing, and you're like, what the heck, what's that? Not in this dimension. Sometimes dimensions will merge and you can get a blip of a different dimension. Well, death and hell are a fourth dimension. And so that central sun, if you talk about seeing down Swaziland, Shambhala, whatever you want to call it, my money goes that's the lake of fire of hell. Because in hell, it would be another dimension, fourth dimension, it's actually a lake of fire. In the third dimension, when you're looking at it, you're looking at a sun. It looks like a sun. See what I'm saying? You can have one object, but in different dimensions, it appears as something else. Kind of hard to grasp, but that's why they're called dimensions, you know. It's different dimensions. Earth is very hollow. So yeah, I know a lot of people CIA trying to pull that flat earth garbage, and I don't even allow it on my list anymore. I just boot it. It's so stupid. I knew back when they were starting that up, it was a CIA operation. And I asked Lucifer about it in my book Interview with the Devil, and he laughed. He laughed. That was so crazy. What you can get people to believe. Tell them anything, they'll believe it. Package it in different ways. They'll like the packaging, they'll believe it. And then try to tell them the truth and they won't believe it. Crazy, folks. That's how it typically goes. People want the lies, they don't want the truth. There is an abyss. It's an abyss. Some people call Sheol in the lake of fire. They refer to that as the abyss. And it is used in that way in biblical terms. But space is also the abyss. So when you see the term abyss in the Bible, it can be either referring to Sheol or space. You have to look at the Strong's and decide and determine which reference is used for that purpose, because it's one or the other. It's the abyss of space or the abyss that's Sheol, the lake of fire. Two different terms, two different things. Could be either one depending on the context it's being used in, folks. Anyway, stuff I didn't get in here tonight, but finish it up next week. Do I think we're in a time of delay? Apparently, yes. But things are heating up. Things will warm up because December and Christmas time is always there. One of their allotted times to come out of Shima or Shambhala and come on Earth as gods, Sons and Masters. So, still waiting for the event. Watching and waiting, folks. Anyway, support this ministry, folks. Sherry Schreiner, hit the donate page and support the best ministry on this planet. Till next week, everybody. God bless.